On this Working on Wellness Wednesday, let's welcome in Dr. Max. It is the first Wednesday of the month.
Good morning, Bill.
Good way to start is with Dr. Max. You know, we got to telling stories last week, and I have a hunch we're going to hear another patient's story today.
Well, last week I related a story of a patient that had some intractable, unbearable back pain on a weekend and went to some of the medical facilities in town. And they weren't able to help him, but yet they disparaged going to the chiropractor. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on his story, but I do want to spend some time on why chiropractors are the qualified place to go when your back does hurt.
So, take us from there.
All right. The ER kind of shamed this fellow for being to a chiropractor. And
which they shouldn't do.
No.
You don't do that with medical doctors.
No, and last week when you said you're not that way, it kind of went over my head, believe it or not.
I said I was old school, I think.
Yes, and right. And chiropractors spend much of their education being trained to realize when they need to refer, when it is an internal organ problem, when it is a musculoskeletal problem that is beyond the self-repair of the body and needs some intervention. Hopefully, when we get done today, listeners that aren't familiar with a chiropractor might see that we're the best place to go if you're not sure where you want to go.
All right, let me play the listener right now. They want to know just what kind of medical education you get and what you don't want to get.
Okay, so chiropractic schools, you can imagine after the Second World War, the GI Bill, a lot of guys coming back were going to chiropractic school. And the chiropractic was fighting for acceptance. And so the easiest way to be accepted is to put a four-year school together that teaches the same thing that medical doctors learn in medical school. So chiropractors have the same anatomy, physiology. They probably have more musculoskeletal anatomy than traditional medical school. We don't get into the pharmacology as much as a medical doctor does, but and that's because we don't prescribe.
Prescribe what?
We don't prescribe any drugs. Chiropractic is the non-drug, non-surgical. We are the largest non-drug, non-surgical healthcare field in the world.
And we talked last week, and we actually had some people in that were talking a little bit about the opioids and all that went with it. But when you and I kind of retract our steps a little bit, we talked about the fact that we don't have an opioid epidemic. We have something else.
I'd like to call it a chronic pain epidemic. Or the fact that we have this opioid crisis. And they used to call it narcotics back in the day.
But I remember.
To make it a little more acceptable, it was an opioid prescription, and now it's the opioid epidemic. At any rate, I think it is a symptom that our medical type of health care doesn't have a place for a lot of the pain people have, and narcotics weren't the answer, and I think chiropractic is. One thing I did want to mention, we were talking about how chiropractors have as much medical education as far as the human body goes as a medical doctor. On the other hand, in medical school, there might be 3 hours one day that a lecturer comes in and talks a little bit about chiropractic.
What do you suppose they would say?
Well,
as they're teaching those,
I know some chiropractors that are the guest lecturer that come to a medical school, and in that situation, they try and do the best they can to explain how chiropractic works. But the typical medical doctor doesn't have the education about chiropractic that chiropractors have about the human body and when they do need a medical doctor. I would think that the person that's been to a chiropractor once or twice probably knows more about chiropractic than a medical doctor may.
So you're really not saying don't go to an emergency room or acute care if you have pain?
No, definitely go to the ER, go to the acute care if that's where, if you've got pain. But don't be disappointed if they tell you that there's nothing they can do. Don't be disappointed if they do an MRI that really isn't answering anything. Probably a well-kept secret, dirty little secret, is that lots of times a problem like that, a chiropractor is going to take you out of that type of pain you're in, maybe not completely rehab the problem, but take you out of the pain for much less than that MRI cost that does absolutely no good.
Now, heat or ice?
If you have a recent injury, if you've fallen down, hurt yourself, twisted something, putting ice on it for 10 or 15 minutes at a time, depending on the area. If you land on your fanny and you got a big fanny, you can leave the ice on a little longer.
Quit talking about Norm.
All right. On the other hand, if you fall on your extended arm and it's your wrist that hurts, you don't need to leave the ice on quite as long. For pain that you've had for months, years, that flares up, probably putting a little heat on it for about 10 or 15 minutes is the way to go.
All right. So you ask some questions when they come in.
Yes.
As part of your examination. Share with us what you do there and the kind of procedure, and maybe even tell them how to reach you if they have an interest.
Okay. Let's say you've been to the acute care and they aren't going to give you a magic pill to take the pain away. And one problem we have, we're not open on the weekends. But during the week, you call, we're going to get you in that same day. Our motto is call us today, feel better tonight. Most of the time we can live up to that. The doctor's going to ask you some questions, find out, is this chronic or is it traumatic? Either way, we might take some x-rays to see if that's going to help us judge the condition that you're in. And our way of muscle testing is almost like nerve tracing. By the weakness I find, and by the way, we can determine whether it is a disc problem, whether it's a sprain that doesn't involve a disc, or what level's it at. But more importantly, medically, they tell you what's wrong and don't do much. Chiropractically, we can do something. There are cases where a patient gets off the table and jumps up and down. That's the difference that an adjustment can make in a matter of minutes. And if you haven't experienced that, yell it to yourself. Call 335-0880 if you've been dealing with some type of chronic pain problem and you're curious. Could this chiropractic, could Reinecke Clinic help? Call 335-0880. We'll get you in. We'll take a look and we'll be able to show you where your problem is and explain to you what we need to do about it. And then it's your choice. You can go ahead and get some treatment or you can think about it.
Well, you'll next see us on September 25th, so that's 3 weeks from today.
Very good.
And people, again, if they have questions between now and then, that number is?
335-0880, and Bill, they're going to be hearing us on the 25th, not seeing us. And next week, we're going to talk about what chiropractic can do for your attitude and for the feeling of well-being that maybe some of these people that get hooked on opiates or other drugs do so because they don't have enough of their own natural endorphins that can be produced by your own body when you're well-adjusted.
Dr. Max Reinecke, been around 30, how many years?
37.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Bill. You have a great day. Thanks, Norm.